You are seeing a loved one leave the planet. You're going to have big, your heart chakra is going to open big and wide for this time. And it can hurt. Love hurts, yes. Mm-hmm. Which, think about it this way. It's not going to stay there forever. And this is part of your humanity. And when you are having strong feelings associated with any of these chakras, then you can bet that you are in a high learning curve. And to do your best, visualize what you want, keep your intentions clear, and move on through. What else, Deborah?
Does that connect to the magnetic north and crystalline structure in a pineal gland? Does that connect to the giants when they were perceiving through the gamma rays, their connection? Did they do that through the pineal gland? I was wondering.
Yes, the giants were, again, we're talking about beings that are a bit taller than you, but much bigger, on up to quite a bit taller than you, and the historical record indicates that you have beings of large stature averaging from, let's say, your humans are about 5.5 to 6 feet in general, anyone 6.5 feet and more is already demonstrating a bit of giant genealogy. Mr. Nikola Tesla himself was about 6'6". You can see in today's world there is a resurgence of giant beings. Look in the basketball field. They look all over for these young men who are tending to grow to large proportions. Some of them are genetic engineering projects. They've had either, they've been part of, let's say, stimulating themselves to grow larger. They're not totally necessarily steroids and Barry Bonds or anything like this, or Jose Cancelo. We are talking about reorganizing the genealogy in vitro. And many people who experiment with bringing babies in without using the old penis-vagina technique are subjected to often, unbeknownst to them, their embryos or the sperm in the process of in vitro fertilization and others of these birth augmentations, there are secret experiments behind the scenes that the people carrying the child or the children are unaware of. So the giants, yes, use their third eye to send messages to other parts of the cosmos. Some of the giants, when we are talking 25 feet and up, and this is big now, all right, say 25 to 50 feet, these giants, even though they looked just like you, they had the same physiognomy as you do, they would have operated the body with a different belief system. They would have been living in a different environment. And again, consciousness designs the environment. You are not here, and the environment is not the environment, and you live in it. You make the environment through conscious interaction. It is a reflection of who you are. So the giants lived in a way that you cannot imagine. They operated under the same auspices as you do, cosmic law, do no harm, create what you will. If you do harm, guess what? You're going to have to pay a little bit of price for your creation. And the giants were well known on this planet to have eventually lost their way. They were no longer able to sustain an environment that would support their lifestyles. We have said that the moon at one time was much closer to the earth, helping to support giantism, beings of a much giant stature. And of course, if the beings were much larger, then the flora and the fauna also was much larger. This is something that once in a while slips out. You hear a story about bones from a large steer or cow. What are they called? Ouroboros, yes?
Oryx.
Oryx, whatever. There's stories of large camels, large squid, large centipedes. Just take it for granted, friends.